T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today is obviously a very emotional day for all of the survivors, all the victims of clergy sex abuse. And this day was marked on everyone's calendars for quite a bit of time. But from here on out, obviously, this is going to be a long court process for everybody. How do you stress to the fellow survivors that they need to be patient through this process?
Patience is not one of my virtues, unfortunately. I testified before the PA grand jury in October of 2016, and it took almost 2 years for there to be a report. And so I had to sit for 2 years, as did everybody else I know who testified before the grand jury, and wait to see, well, what of our material is going to come out in that grand jury report. It's frustrating. And this is similar to that, in that yes, we have a one-year window. There's time for any victim who still has yet to come forward to file with us. But at the same time, yes, it involves waiting. And I know that our clients, you know, get frustrated when I have to go research something that they've said to me, but then they have to wait a week or two or sometimes longer to hear back even about the status of their own case before they file. So, yeah, patience is tough, and this is we're talking about lives that in many cases they're hanging by a thread.
With all this in court, I mean, you said it took you 2 years to get kind of the results of the court case and whatnot. I guess my question is, what kind of communication goes on with you in that 2 year span, and just so victims here have an idea of what to expect over these 2 years, if it takes that long or longer?
Well, the process I was part of was different. It was almost more of a criminal type thing. This is a civil type matter. But I just simply say that, yeah, it's difficult as a victim to wait and see what's the result going to be of all of these lawsuits. Catholics, the moneyed class that donate to the Catholic Church in major ways, are waiting to see how this all shakes out, right? Because they want to see what the status of their donations ends up being. But think about these poor folks that have gone unheard for decades, and the silence, the shame, the brokenness that they operate in every day of their lives. Now they have to do that after ripping a wound ripping a scab off of a wound in a certain sense, telling your story. They've told us their story. We're telling it here publicly on their behalf. Many of them are John Does or Jane Does. It's just no easy thing. I can't even begin to describe it. It's a type of re-traumatization.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.